Redistributing load. Operations may choose to redistribute load so that it is level or more compatible with capacity. Load leveling results in more stable workforce deployment and machine use. Load can be redistributed in the following ways. Use alternate work centers. Alternates usually are less efficient or more costly, but they provide an opportunity to shift work from an overloaded work center to an underloaded work center in the same time period. Use alternate routings. The optimal sequence shown by a routing is not mandatory for all operations. An alternate routing is usually less preferred than the primary routing, but results in an identical item. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. By considering alternative sequences, workloads between work centers might be shifted into different periods, but there may be cost increases. Modify operation priorities. In this tactic, the planner adjusts operation start dates forward or backward in time by tailoring the routing for an order at release. Modifying priorities can use varying queue times to absorb small variations in load. This option is often attractive since order due dates remain valid and the information is communicated directly to the dispatching system in production control. Revise the master production schedule or lot sizes. This option may actually aggravate the load imbalance after material requirements, planning, and capacity requirements planning are rerun. Run overlapping operations or use lot splitting. Both techniques can be used to expedite production. Overlapping may not be useful when multiple transfers of material from one work center to the next are costly or time-consuming. Redistributing load at the motorcycle manufacturer. The motorcycle manufacturer is fortunate in that it has multiple product lines that do not exhibit the same demand patterns. Some of the work centers for the different motorcycle models are similar, and work can be moved around with minimal loss of productivity. During periods of overload, reassigning loads to alternate work centers maintains manufacturing planning and control. It also keeps workers at the underused work centers fully employed, and the different work provides variety that improves their engagement. Sometimes planning for plant maintenance is supported by lot splitting, which expedites the completion of priority plans and creates time for workers to maintain equipment and thoroughly clean the production areas.